Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you? How about that hail yesterday? Those crazy storms were so crazy.
I'll tell you. I got caught in it driving. Now, you know, we've both driven through crazy storms with this job in the morning. I've never driven through anything like that in my life. I was on the golf course. It was like the 15th hole, and they blew the horn, so you had to come in because there was lightning.
Yeah.
So I was driving back home, and, you know, there was some rain and whatnot, and all of a sudden, the rocks started falling from the sky. I mean, it sounded like the windshield was going to crack.
I bet.
Jen, it was crazy. I couldn't even see, and I wanted to pull over, but I'm like, everywhere I had a tree, and I'm like, I'm afraid a tree's going to fall on top of me.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, the best thing I can do is just keep driving through
so you drove really slow.
Through
a hailstorm.
For about mile and a half, and it was a white knuckle experience.
I mean,
and then I had to get out of the car. Obviously, I didn't have an umbrella, so I'm getting pelted. Oh, those things hurt.
They do hurt. They're a decent size. I know. I get
crazy.
It. Unfortunately, we might even see a little more of that this afternoon.
And outside right now, it's got that ominous feel to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, well, hopefully everyone, you know, didn't have too much damage. I know you showed me a picture of your neighbor's tree.
Not the whole tree fell into our yard, but a big branch did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was afraid my other neighbor called. She's like, your fence is down with this branch, but it wasn't.
Okay.
It just kind of fell over it.
Yeah.
But yeah, trees were down and the flooding.
Yeah, the flooding, flash flooding. Yeah, it was just weird. I thought we were going to have like a sunny day all day yesterday, and it turned real crazy real quick.
How about you not golf today?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Okay.
No, definitely not going to do that. And by the way, those hailstones were the size of golf balls at one point. We will play Beat the Bee, though, this morning, later on at 8:30. Your chance to win a $50 gift card to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. So make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
By the way, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner have not had the baby yet.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, she's getting big, though.
Is
yeah,
she?
I've seen pictures of her rubbing her belly, and it's so cute. I just want to go up to do it for good luck.
I know you
do. So not yet, baby. Baby Jonas on the way, though. Mm-hmm. Wondering, though, if you have a baby, a fur baby, if you have a pet dog, did you guys hear the way that we determine their age might not actually be accurate? Like, you know how you take your dog's years, you multiply by seven, and that's supposed to be how old they are in human years.
Yeah, but they actually age a lot quicker than we previously thought. So by age two, they're already mature. In fact, I heard in the same study, by age one, they're already 30 years old.
What?
Yeah, but then it slows down. Then it slows down. So at age four, they're already 52 years old at age four.
Oh, my
and then it
gosh.
Slows down a little
okay.
bit. But my puppy Brew just turned 6 months old.
So would he be a teenager?
I guess a teenager. He's like an unruly teen, and he is because now he gets up in the middle of the night and he wants to go out to do his business.
That's
and before
right.
he used to sleep through the night, he's giving daddy a lot of problems. Now. you know, the life of a fur baby owner.
That's funny.
Well, how about Luna? Now, Luna's up there.
Well, she's 10 years old. She's a lady of a certain age now,
she
I guess.
Really is.
You know?
Are those social security, puppy social security checks rolling in yet, Jen?
I wish there was
right?
such a thing.
It should be. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
But we want to wish our top fan of the day today a very good morning. Hey, Eileen. So her name is Eileen Yaros, and she is an avid listener of The Bee. Very, very active with us on Facebook, which we love. So, Eileen, this is your special day on B101, and we hope it's a great one for you.
It's Eileen Day on The Bee.
It is.
Top fan of the day, sponsored by Acme, of course. And Acme's doing something really cool for you guys. You can win barbecue in a bag from Acme. So it's a bunch of goodies in this bag to help get your grill skills up. You know, it's that time of the year. You got to know what you're doing on the grill. You know what I mean? But this also includes a $100 Acme gift card. So it's a great thing to get, but you have to get it. The only way you can get it is registering online at b101philly.com.
Yeah.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, this is just great news. If you are an Eagles season ticket holder, they are going to let you opt out of 2020 without any risk of losing tickets for future games. So you're going to be able to resume your account in 2021 with the same seat locations that you would have had this year. So that's just awesome.
That is really great that they're doing that for fans. Speaking of the NFL, how about Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes?
I heard this.
Landed the biggest contract in the history of team sports, not just the NFL, team sports. 10 years, $503 million.
Half a billion dollars.
Now, technically, the contract's $450 million, a pittance. But with all the incentives, it could hit $503. Andy Reid says he is thrilled. I'd be, too, if I just landed the best quarterback in the league for
is
the next 10
years. Is he a young
guy?
Is he an older guy?
Oh, he's a super young guy. So, okay, I'll put it in perspective. Let's compare him to Carson Wentz. And this is I'm not trying to indict Wentz at all. But let's say if you used a Madden rating, and Madden football is 0 to 99, 99 being the best player.
Okay.
He'd be a 99. Carson Wentz would be about like an 86 or an 87.
Really? So, he's that good.
Listen, he is the best quarterback in the league. I think he's the best player in the league. And he's going to win more Super Bowls with Andy. He's the guy Andy has been, again, disrespect to McNabb back in the day, but this is the guy he's been waiting for.
Okay, now, will Andy Reid still be coaching, do you think, in 10 years?
So, well, let's see. Andy's what, 63? 62, 63, I think. Okay. Yeah, that's what he is now. I could see him going in his early 70s. Why not?
Why not?
You know what? If you're winning Super Bowls, $503 million.
Half a billion? I can't even fathom.
It's just crazy. Well, congrats to Patrick and Andy. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So what do you guys think of this? Okay, there's a new website. It's Swimply. Swimply.com that lets you rent out someone's pool for an hour, a few hours, a day, you know, whatever you want. And considering, Philly public pools aren't opening this summer. It's super hot this week. Would you consider renting out someone's pool for you and your family?
All right, so I checked out the website, and the pools look absolutely beautiful, of course, but it's real simple. You put your zip code in, so you pick out the town nearest you, obviously, within driving distance. The prices range from $30 an hour, which isn't too bad, up to $60 an hour.
Okay.
And I did see some really tasty little pools there.
I'm thinking,
yeah, there was a gated one in like Doylestown. It had a basketball net. And I'm like, ooh, that's cool. $30 an hour for that. I might throw
all
a couple.
Pools are gated. You have to have a fence around your pool.
Yeah, well, I don't know. At least not on this site, but I've seen some other pools with no fence around them. Too far from me. You're right. They're not supposed to have that.
Okay.
But anyway, I think I would do it. I think if it's hot enough, and it has been, and I want to dip in someone's pool, I think $30 an hour is pretty reasonable.
I do, too. I think the beauty of it is, considering with COVID and whatnot, this is private. Like, other people would not be around you. Now, right. I do own a pool.
Yeah. Would you do it? Would you rent yours out? Would you do that?
I know. I to be honest, I don't think I would.
Okay.
And it's because of, do I want strangers in my pool?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, for an hour. What about the bathroom situation? Like, that's my thing.
That's the thing.
You know what I'm saying.
And yes, I do know, because when you're in a pool, you're thinking, I hope somebody's respectful enough. And they can't get in your house to go to the bathroom. So where are they going to go for 2 hours?
But anyway, I like the concept.
Yes.
Especially considering what's happening today. Like, that's a great way for you and your family
to make a couple extra bucks.
Well, to cool off. Oh, I'm thinking from your perspective.
Well, on the other end, it's a great way to make a couple extra bucks,
you're
too.
Right.
I mean, people Airbnb their homes all the time.
So why not do it with your pool?
With the pool.
Very interesting.
So what about you guys? Would you rent out someone's private pool for you and your family, you know, for a few hours to cool off? Would you do that? We want to hear. Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So Bill and I came across this website, okay? It's called Swimply.com, and it allows you to rent out someone's backyard pool for an hour, for a day, whatever you want. We were just wondering, especially due to COVID, maybe this would be a good way to have a fun family day swimming without other people around, and because you're in a private pool. Would you do it?
Yeah. So our Be Up Club members on Facebook chiming in. Sherry says she would not do it. Janice, who has a pool, says she wouldn't rent it out because of the bathroom situation.
Yeah.
I think that's the first thing we thought of. Chris says he would do it. And Tracy says her neighbors actually have a beautiful pool, so she's trying to become friends with them. So she doesn't. That's the best thing you want to do.
Because so she doesn't have to.
That's right.
Funny. That is great. All right. Well, how about you guys? I mean, yes or no question. Would you rent out someone, and keep in mind, it's a stranger, but someone's private pool for you and your family to enjoy for a few hours a day, you know, especially in these, we're having 90 degree days. Here's our number. Give us a call. It's 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Would you consider renting out someone's backyard pool, like as a way to stay away from others while having a fun family swim day in this heat?
Yeah, so Jen and myself, we found this website. It's called swimply.com. That's swimply.com. It lets you rent out other people's pools by the hour. You Airbnb your house, why not rent out the pool when you're not using it? It only makes sense. Now, listen, I would do it. Would you, Julie?
Of course I would. I belong to a swim club, so I didn't join this year because of COVID, but normally I would definitely. You swim with a million other people all day long, all summer long, so why not have your own private pool?
Would you go up to $60 an hour? That seems to be the highest I've seen.
I think that's a little steep for me. I'll probably do $30, $35 an hour, sure.
Yeah.
And you would do it for, I would do it for a full afternoon, I would think. You might as well get your money's worth, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yep. Especially the one with the basketball nets in it. The more toys, the better. So maybe if it had a lot of toys, I would pay more. But I would definitely do it.
Thanks, Julie.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Stay cool, Julie.
You too, bye.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.